Good films, we have always said, have more than a feeling when you say the name, but 4 months, 3 weeks and 2 days say a lot of things when you hear the title and when you know what it means. We are here with the producer. Welcome to Radio Cine, how are you?
Well, I'm not the producer, I'm just an associate producer of the film.
Producer.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the difference with the producer and the associate producer?
No. It just because of the story of this production that Christian decided to shoot the film in December, means 2-3 months after I received the script, and the French producer is not able to find any financing or partnership or whatever. In 3 months, we need absolutely a lot of more time. So the risk of production belongs to Christian, the director and producer, and because I always try to support him and to find ways of financing and so on, even he should have been that successful, he decided I am like an associate producer for him. Fortunately, I succeed to involve ZDF in Germany and Arte to be part of the financing at the end, but it was closed just at the end. That's why I am not considering as the main one of the main actors as for this production side of the film, but rather than a friend trying to support as an associate producer to do the best for. It's not officially French-Romanian production, it's a Romanian production with the support of a French producer.
Okay.
But the truth, I don't want to push up my role, I have to respect. The risk belongs completely to Christian. He takes the risk not to shoot with not enough money to complete the film. This is a very risky attitude, and for me it was so necessary to find a way to compense this kind of risk. We succeed, of course.
Sure.
But it was before Cannes, it was before all this, the success story of the film. And it's not an example to teach to other people, because I know also a lot of good filmmakers spending the rest of their life to reimburse the debt. They contract doing the film before getting enough finance.
I guess that 4-3-2, as we can call it, 4-3-2, is a very low budget film, and it has it should have, as you have told us already, lots of difficulties in the production process and post-production, maybe?
No, it's really a low budget, is much less than 1 million euros. And it was not difficult, it was just a question that the time was running, it was necessary to find the good quality, the and not the most expensive facilities, but the appropriate financing, the appropriate facilities for the minimum financing we can risk on it. So it was really not a difficult production, I would say. It was something difficult to be managed in time, but it was also extremely energetically speaking good, because we were believing so much in the film, and the Romanians, and they were extraordinary.
Is the film is about a situation that happened in Romania. It's based on, although it's fiction, it's based on real facts. It really happened.
Yes, of course. It's absolutely based on, it's even not an inquiry. Christian did know such similar stories, and he used them to create, of course, an original story, but it was based on real facts, of course. And if you ask some Hungarian, Romanian, or Serbian people, or Bulgarian people, all of them, they can say how much it's precise as an evocation of the past. Christian worked very precisely to to be really in the mood of this of these times. And of course, in Spain or in France, we didn't see exactly how much it's connected to the past. We are more sensitive to the to the drama, to the sensitiveness we have, the emotion. But for a lot of other people, including in Romania, first in Romania, they are completely stupefied by the truth coming from the film. It's in every memory. And Christian decided not to lie, not to make it any trick. This is really strong.
Yeah, sure. How many awards has the film received? Because
how many awards? I don't know myself. The question is, at a certain moment, we don't number it. We don't want to number. Two days ago, or one day ago, I think it's 2 days ago now, we got the Hollywood Award, sponsored by Screen International, I think. So afterwards, we have the Academy Awards, we have the Oscars, we have. It could be again. For me, the main prize was, of course, the Palme d'Or, because it's for a filmmaker the second prize, the second time, the second feature award with Palme d'Or. It's.
Yes, it's almost unbelievable.
It's not only unbelievable, because by the past, it was a case for Kuturista, it was a case for other filmmakers. Yeah. No, but I think it's a day to remember for a filmmaker. Yeah. After what I think personally, I don't know for Christian, but I think personally the Fipresi Award he got in Saint Sebastian, which means not only the Fipresi Award he got also in Cannes, but the Fipresi of the Fipresis. So the Fipresi Award of the Year, the top of the top, is something also remarkable. And the rest is also connected to the market and to the business, so we have to be very clear with. But I don't like to be previsions. I never predict the Palme d'Or in Cannes. I was the first to say, you know, we have to respect the other films. So it's not predictable to say maybe the award for the main film from abroad as an Oscar, but I think nothing is impossible with such a film now.
Sure.
So we'll see.
You're on the race of
yes, it's really, of course we miss the step, it's a Lux Prize, but I'm also I should have been also very very proud. It was Manuel de Oliveira or Fatih Akin, because it's three marvelous films, and it's dealing with Europe also. And I think the most important thing was for the Lux Prize is to exist and to interest people in the parliament, because I think to defend and to promote independent cinema is the most of the duties we need in Europe. So the importance of the prize is not the winner, it's the participant and the voters, and the fact this award exists.
Yeah, and also that the parliament was full of it shocked me, because half an hour ago it was almost empty, but for the prize it was
This is great, this is purely great. Prove that we are, you know, if you know all the lobbies in America to promote the cinema and so, and suddenly in our old Europe we understand that we have to defend and to promote the original values, cultural values we have here. The fact that all of the three films doesn't belong to the American storytelling to the way of doing things as classical, as standardized and normative ways.
Yeah.
It's not, we have to, I have nothing against the best of the American cinema, but I have a lot of respect for the American cinema, but it's just a cinematography as another one, and I don't want to be dominated by the structure, the forms. We could have whatever it comes from in India, America, England, New Zealand, we don't know, or Japan. We have to respect all the kind of cultures.
Mm-hmm.
We have to respect artists. We have to respect talent and way of doing things. We don't have an automatic writing of scenes or storytelling or filmmaking. We have the diversity, and the European Parliament is proving that, is encouraging a lot the diversity of the European cinema, and this is really in itself an event.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there is an European cinema, or there are not so connections?
European cinemas. It exists. It exists cinema in Portugal, in Spain, in France, in Germany, and so on. All of them are different, but the circulation of cultures, the cross diffusion of films keep alive the so-called European cinema.
Yeah.
So we can't, a European cinema should determine a common history, a common culture. No, we have a variety of cultures belonging to Europe, of course, because it's an old continent. So it's the cinemas we can find in Europe. No, you have just only one Victor Rich in Spain. You have just one Almodovar. In sometimes you can find some imitators, but it's not interesting. But you know, this is singularities. Europe is able to defend and to promote singularities in cinema as well as in the other arts.
Sure. And for the end, are you going to be involved with Christian in the future for doing films, or are you involved on some other projects?
No, we have a very close relationship, so it depends on the circumstances. You know, if suddenly Christian needs a lot of money to do quickly things, I'm not maybe the right person, because I'm not an investor, I don't have a lot. I would like to, but I don't know. I didn't find anyone believing in all my inspirations.
No.
So if you know someone,
yes,
please, we can be in touch. But so with the success of the Palme d'Or and the success of the sales, maybe he can decide to do a loan again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he can decide to accept an offer from a very, very, very interesting person with a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he can also decide to continue the way we explore that we have common ends, same values, and he can decide to say, okay, Philippe, we continue to work together, and you find a way to find some money on your side, I find money on my side in Romania, and so on. And so we'll see. Nothing is decided. I'm absolutely realistic. And tomorrow, maybe you want to shoot a film, 3 million euros. It's 3 million euros, it depends. We don't. Actually, he just wants to think about the next one, because he spent all his time to make promotion, presence in festivals, and so he needs a bit to calm down and to maybe to start again to write, or maybe not for cinema, I don't know. He's also the general manager of the company,
yeah.
Mobile Film. He has a lot have to do. So we see he's not really willing to do something very urgently.
Yeah, sure. That's
he has time for him.
That's a good thing, because in the general process of the success or similar, he wants to get on the focus of his own ideas or filming, maybe.
Yeah, but no, he has his own logic. He has his own time. He wants to brace a bit, to don't to kill his family because of cinema, things like that. So nothing is even for me, nothing is decided. He's not saying we do this or that, and still waiting a bit.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.